أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون. In the previous ayat, that whole incident of the Bani Israel was mentioned, where they fulfilled some of the commandments of Allah and they did not fulfill the others. And in spite of this, they claimed that they will be in the fire of Jahannam just for a few days. So Allah Ta'ala explained that those who do not believe in any one command of Allah Ta'ala also, that person loses his iman. Every aspect of deen, we must have the full iman on it. If we are weak and we are not practicing, that we make tawbah istighfar. But we must have full iman on every aspect of deen. And there we have to check ourselves, the commands of Allah Ta'ala of capital punishment like stoning to death, etc. Also cutting of the hands, etc. These are all the commands of Allah. When a person steals, and we must accept it wholeheartedly. The laws of inheritance we must accept as Allah has set them out. The laws of parda, etc. And also that a man is allowed to marry four wives. That also we must accept wholeheartedly. It is the command of Allah. We should not find any fault in that. If we don't practice on it, is a different thing. It's not for us to practice upon it, but to believe that Allah has permitted it and it is permissible, and this is especially for women. They should also accept it wholeheartedly, that this is the command of Allah. So whatever Allah has commanded, not just like generally we say we believe in the whole Quran Sharif, that is absolutely necessary. But then every detail of the Quran Sharif also, our full iman and yaqeen must be on there. If a person denies any one aspect, he doesn't believe one aspect, then that person loses his total iman. And all this Allah Ta'ala explains is, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. یہ وہی ہے جنہوں نے مول لی دنیا کی زندگی آخرت کے بدلے. These are those people, speaking directly about the Jews, the Bani Israel, and we should fear whether we don't fit in that also, who have bought the dunya's life in place of the akhirah. They sold the akhirah and they bought the dunya's life. And this is the worst form of loss in any business, that the akhirah's life is forever and ever. There is never ever an end to it. Yeah, dunya's life is just 60, 70 years, or perhaps a little more, a little bit less, but then it gets finished. Dunya, with all its enjoyments, whatever it has got, it is just very, very superficial. How many times a person goes on a dream holiday, which turns out in a complete tragedy, and their death takes place in that holiday also. How many other things what a person eats the most enjoyable food, and that becomes the cause of his illness, and he dies in that as well. So this dunya's things, there is nothing whatsoever in this dunya that a person goes after. And a person sold his akhirah, which was so superior, which is everlasting, which is so good, and he bought the dunya. That is the worst sale a person can do. The most loss a person can suffer in anything is to give preference to dunya over akhirat. So this is what the Jews were, as Allah explained in ayat that will come in front, that if they could, they would want to live for 1,000 years also. They just don't want to die at all. And that is one proof that they don't have that iman on Allah Ta'ala. If a person had iman on Allah, Allah is a most loving being, most kind, most beautiful, most compassionate, showers favors and favors upon a person. Any person who has got iman on Allah will be eager to go to Allah Ta'ala. Any person who knows the akhirat and has got iman on akhirat, the enjoyments of Jannat will be eager to go to Jannat. If a person is living in an outbuilding, a little shanty, and he built his mansion in the meantime, he won't be sad to leave that shanty and go to and live in the mansion. He will be eager, just waiting. When does my mansion get ready and I can go and live there and I can be out of this tin shanty of mine? Like that, this dunya is not even a tin shanty. And the akhirat is not only that mansion, but it is far superior. So a person with iman will always give preference to the akhirat. He won't want to be so eager to save his life also. He will be more eager to give his life. Then that was the very quality of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They were just too eager to give their lives in the path of Allah. Especially, just like that also, they were covetous of the life of the akhirat. That is the real life. So a mu'min does not fear death. He looks forward to death. He looks forward to his real life. This dunya has been referred to as a dunya sijnul mu'min. It is the prison of a believer. And there is no person in his right senses who wants to live in a prison. Every person wants to go into his freedom. And that is Jannat, where there are no restrictions whatsoever. Free, you can go where you want to, eat what you want to, sleep when you want to, whatever you just do. So that is the real life. So Allah Ta'ala says further with regard to these Jewish people especially, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. So na halka hoga un par azab, aur na unko madad pahunchegi. So the punishment will never become lighter for them. In fact, the punishment of the akhirat will increase all the time. It won't become lighter, it won't be at one level, and there will be no end to it. As the time goes on, that punishment will become worse and worse all the time. And no help will come to them from any side whatsoever. There won't be any force or power that will be able to come and forcibly take them out of Jahannam. There is no question of that. So a person from the instance of the Bani Israel, we have to take this lesson that we give preference to Akhirat and we believe in every command of Allah wholeheartedly. And these are times when we must refresh our iman regularly. The amount of attacks that are being made on our iman in different forms, whether it is just a simple game on the computer, on the cell phone, there are also attacks on our iman. Whether it may be just a comedy or a film we are watching, or whether it is maybe just anything else which seems so straightforward, but the attacks on our iman is being made. When we are interacting with people, whether on social media, on the phone, or whether actually we are speaking to people, attacks on our iman are being made all the time. People are saying a lot of things of kufr. And if we just accept it for that moment also, then our iman is in jeopardy. So it is very important that we refresh our iman and that we see everything from the iman point of view, from akhirat's point of view. Today everyone is looking at the current situation. Presently, what must we do due to the pandemic, etc.? We don't think what we have to do according to the command of Allah. We think, what must I do to save my life in this dunya? We don't think of what my condition will be in the akhirat, how my mort will come. That we don't think of, and that is the most important. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. And this brings us to the end of the first half of the Alif Lam Mim, the first Supara.